Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, special, and fine, because these are all adjectives used to describe you. You are simply a wonderful human being, and without you, people really would be lost. You make the difference in people's lives. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Continue to do what you do, because you are the presence of God. You are an ambassador of God. And you make other people feel good, all right? Well, today I'm proud to have on the show legendary pioneer in radio broadcasting, Mr. Neil Blake. Neil is also the head of Blake Radio Station, and which is the show, the station where Taboo Talk is featured on. So we are so blessed today to have Neil on the show. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great, Lady Charmaine. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Absolutely.
It's a pleasure having you. I want to thank you so much, first of all, from the bottom of my heart, for all the listeners who come through your station to hear Taboo Talk. Thank you for featuring the show.
Oh, absolutely. You do a wonderful show. You make a huge, huge contribution. And as you know, I'm about people helping people, and I believe that we all touch souls one by one.
Thank you. And you definitely are that way. And one of the things I wanted to do for this month, because it is Black History Month, is talk about legends and living legends that we have among us. And a lot of times people focus on the people who passed away, but you're a living legend who has really started the revolution of internet broadcasting. And you've been in the game for so long. How do you feel about what's taking place right now?
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know, thank you for your accolades. I don't personally believe that I'm a legend, per se.
Oh, I believe you are.
I really do appreciate that. And I've learned over the years, not only with this, but, you know, with anything in your life, you do have to accept compliments. But with that being said, yeah, I've been in the game for a while now. I've been in since 2000. I was actually introduced to internet radio broadcasting by my cousin, Brett Lawrence. He one night was fooling around with a new system out that was called Live365.com, and he sent me an email saying, look, hey, I'm broadcasting. Check out my broadcast. And when I heard it, it was just an incredible venue. It was so fascinating to realize that you would be able to broadcast basically from your basement or anywhere on the planet. And from that point on, you know, I would listen to his station, and I knew at that point that this was my calling, that I was going to have to take care of the technology. So to make a long story short, I ended up signing up on Live365.com. With my first channel, which was called Music Massage, because I've always, you know, had a huge interest and love for slow jams. I used to spin slow jams at Long Island University's radio station, where I was a DJ there, and I also ended up being the station manager. So I've always had an interest in radio and television, and this was going to be a way now for me to broadcast on my own. Once I started that channel, the response I got to Music Massage, it was incredible. You know, folks were looking, you know, for a channel that was broadcasting the kind of music that I do, which is basically R&B, jazz, and soul slow jams. And with that response, I said, you know what? I think I'm onto something here. And then at that point, I said, you know what, I'm going to start a bunch of other channels. And I went out and hired a web designer, Ashay Communications, out of Brooklyn, New York, which is a husband and wife team. And we met and we, you know, we planned what my vision was for the Blake Radio Network. And the rest is history. In 2001, we came out with a website. We came out with the Blake Radio Network. We had at the time about 6 or 7 music channels. And, of course, we had Rainbow Soul, which comes definitely from my heart, which was a channel at that time and still is a channel to feature African-American hosts and guests. It was my way of showing the world that, you know, we're not just what you see in the movies, the negative images that you see in the movies, that African people are not just the perp walks that you see on the news at night, that we are a beautiful rainbow of people. We come in all different colors and sizes and shapes in the diaspora, and that the world, that the universe, the planet needed to see us in our best light. And that's why I started Rainbow Soul. So even with all the music channels that we've done, I had a kids channel. I had a channel just for upcoming music artists. You know, I had an R&B, a dance channel as well, which is called Mahogany Sunshine. Rainbow Soul is always a channel that comes from my heart. And as we fast forward now to 2012, those are the two channels that Blake Radio Network is left with, Music Massage and Rainbow Soul.
And they are very beautiful stations, and they have a huge following. And that's another thing. How do you deal with the fact that so many people do tune in and you're impacting the world in a major way? How does that feel?
Well, it's a wonderful feeling. You know, I do it for the love of the music. It's to feature artists, and I play a lot of artists who would normally not get airplay. So that's one of the reasons why I do it and why I love it. I feature independent artists on a regular basis, and the artists they thank us all the time for featuring their music. We just do what we do, you know. We always want to expand the audience. We have a pretty good following now in terms of Music Massage and Rainbow, so we're always looking for ways to market and expand the audience. It's actually become a little, well, it's twofold. When I first started, we were one of the only games in town, actually. When we started Music Massage, there weren't that many music channels out there because the technology was new. So, I mean, we had a huge, huge audience. I mean, we were one of the top channels in the Live365.com platform. So, you know, from the very beginning, we had a huge audience. As the years went by and more channels, you know, came on the scene and began to saturate the market, we still did pretty good, and we still do because of the kind of music that we play. You know, folks all around the world enjoy the music from the artists that we play. We have a huge audience in Japan, huge audience in the UK and Germany. Folks just love hearing soulful music, so we always do well. But I must say that it has been more difficult to hone in the audience, to get an audience to listen, because there are so many music channels out there. There's probably, you know, at least 50,000 music channels out there, and that's not to mention, you know, the big boys like AOL and Yahoo Radio and channels like that. And even with the huge, you know, channels that have millions of dollars put into, you know, their venues, we still carve out a huge audience. You know, in the Shoutcast platform, we're always around 1,200, 1,500, you know, rated in that area out of about 20,000 channels. So, you know, we still do well. As far as Rainbow Soul goes, we'll always do well in that venue because of what we do. But as you know, because you broadcast on Blog Talk Radio as well, you know, there are another 50,000 channels, you know, on Blog Talk Radio alone, and that's not including other systems and other stations and other podcasts. But the fact is, you know, to answer your question more concisely, you have to put out your program from the heart. When you do things from a sincere sense of gratitude and a sincere sense of wanting to help people out, people will find you. You know, there's no doubt about that. But it's also a little simpler than it was back in the day, if I want to say it that way, is because now you have so much social media. So you're able to promote through your Facebook pages. You're able to tweet stuff. You're able to get out there and advertise in that way. So in some sense, it was easier to reach the audience, 10 years ago. It's even easier now to reach the audience. But as with any venue, it doesn't matter whether you're a terrestrial radio station, whether you're a channel, whether you're NBC or CBS or whatever, the name of the game is still you have to market and promote yourself. People still have to find you. You could have the best product in the world, but if folks don't know you come on at 8 o'clock at night, they're still not going to find you. So the bottom line is to get the word out, to spread the word, to use the social media, and most importantly, broadcast from a place that comes from a sincere place in your heart. And as long as you know you're doing what you're put on the planet to do, that you're putting out a good product, yes, you're going to need to figure out some marketing tools, some promotional tools. But at the end of the day, when you do it from the heart, folks will eventually find you.
Now I have a question for you. It's so easy to want to switch gears when you see other people doing other things and success happening for them. How do you stay true to your calling? How have you stayed true to your calling over the years?
Well, it comes from the heart. And as I said earlier, I want to promote positive African-American images to the world, because the beautiful thing about the Internet, and particularly when I started, there wasn't a whole lot of satellite television, and the cable systems were around. But back in the day, it was only CNN, and then Fox News Channel came on. And, there were folks who were into shortwave radio, and I was into that too, shortwave radio, which was a way that you could hear channels all around the world, whether it be China or Africa or whatever. But with the onset of the Internet, now you're definitely broadcasting to a worldwide audience. And, like I said, one of the biggest audiences that we have is in Japan, Germany, and, there's a small audience in Africa, not as large, but it probably has to do with the access to the Internet. But Italy, any place that you can name on the planet, folks, they're tuning in. So for me, I stay to my calling and I stay true to myself, because when I got into the business, I knew what my objective was. I knew what it was that I wanted to do. Fortunately or unfortunately, we don't have to answer to advertisers. So there's no one, navigating what we do, because of the amount of money that they're putting into the station. And that's really the bottom line. When you look at terrestrial radio stations and regular, television stations, whether they want to admit it or not, they're being navigated by their audience. They say, hey, we have to, target 18 to 49. The advertisers, that's the market that they want, so they have to gear those programs, to fit that demographic. Doesn't mean you can't do a quality program, trying to fit the demographic and trying to make your advertiser happy. But, when it comes to imaging, particularly for the African-American community, it becomes difficult. When you look at television now and you look at films, even in 2012, we are still hugely, as a people, we are underrepresented in all of these medias. And at the end of the day, you can't really tell another man how to spend his money. You can bring him up in terms of ethics. You can say, well, hey, and this is as an example, and I'm not picking on any individual company, but, you could say, for instance, hey, like if we wanted to use McDonald's as an example, and this is not to pick on McDonald's, if anyone from the McDonald's organization is answering, it's just an example. You can say, hey, I can't tell you how to spend your money, but you, and I'm making up a number, you have 1 billion African-American folks on a monthly basis buying your product. So ethically, you owe it to the community to offer jobs, to offer training, to offer, a way for the community to be a part of your revenue-generating mechanism, because the community is spending so much money, in your organization. From a monetary standpoint, you can't tell another man how to spend his money. That's really the bottom line. It becomes an ethical issue. And the only way to really get a company, any company, to respond to you would be through boycotting. And I say that in a nice way. And boycotting would simply be, hey, if you don't give the community what we want, what we deserve, then we will stop buying your product. That's the only way to make an impact on a company. Unfortunately, as a community, we have not been able to come together, you know, whether it be for television, film, whether it be for, you know, products or whatever, you know, whatever it may be, we don't come together cohesively to say, to be able to speak to a company and say, hey, you know, we're supporting your product. You deserve to give our community jobs, so on and so forth. So that becomes the huge issue in, you know, in any game, you know, and I call it a game, whether it's, you know, merchandising, whether it's TV, film, in getting a company to respond to the community and show the community in a positive light. You know, you can tune into any TV show on any given night and you can see where the African-American community is hugely misrepresented. If we're lucky, we have one person in that entire cast of 12 or 13 people. You know, when you look at films that are out there, you see the majority of the films made don't even have one African-American in the film. You know, and then when we try to do certain films, and, you know, part of it is our issue, too, as a community. When we do certain films, we don't come out and we don't support that venue as well. So, you know, it is twofold. And then advertisers say that it's not worth it for them, you know, to advertise for those films or support those venues because they're not getting the kind of response. There's some truth to that. And then on the other hand, there isn't some truth to it. I mean, the bottom line is that we cannot expect another community to uplift our community. And the moment that we realize that, the quicker that we're going to be able to create venues and circumstances and situations that benefit us in a positive way.
Well, I have a question for you. How do you keep your content fresh and up to date with new artists as well as old artists? And how do you do your research?
Well, there's a certain genre of music that I like, which is the slow jam format, the quiet storm format. So that narrows a lot down for me automatically because when I receive albums and CDs and tracks, for the most part, folks know what to send us. If they send an entire album, no matter whether I like the fast track or not, you know, I'm navigating straight to the slow jams. We receive music, you know, I do my research. I mean, I see Billboard. I mean, I'm out there, you know, amongst everyone else. So I do hear things that are on terrestrial radio. But believe it or not, I mean, we receive so much music from the mainstream artists as well as independent artists, you know. And I also belong to a music, I guess if you wanted to call it a production house, there's a service called Music Submit. And I belong to that as, you know, as a radio station. So we get a huge amount of artists, independent artists, who submit to us music on a regular basis. We get emails on a regular basis. I mean, the website is up, so, you know, we're fully accessible. Artists are continuously sending us music. Then I also know, you know, a lot of industry people who run record companies. So, you know, they're always pitching me songs and ideas of people to have on Rainbow Soul and music to play. So it's a combination of everything. It's connecting to the music that I heard as a child growing up. It's connecting to artists that I've enjoyed over the years, you know. And when you talk about legends, legendary music that was made for the last, you know, 40, 50, 60 years. So I connect with that music, and then I will go out and purchase that music if I can't get, you know, the company to send me the music. And then, of course, all the new artists are sending me music. And I have to say to any of the new artists listening that I haven't got your music on yet, I sincerely apologize because I am so backed up in terms of listening to and reviewing music. Because, I mean, on a daily basis, we get no less than 5 to 20 tracks that are submitted to us for us to listen to. And I, you know, put it in a futures folder, my new artist folder. And I must say this, I do eventually listen to everything. You know, and it's sort of like, you know, when you see these guys on Idol and all of these types of shows, you do have to grab me in the first 30 seconds to a minute. I mean, if I'm not moved in the first minute, chances are I move the track on into a folder that, you know, will not make airplay. But I'm a huge fan of the independent artists. If you listen to Music Massage on a regular basis, you hear a huge amount of independent artists. To me, there's just so much music out there that is not getting mainstream airplay, and it's because, it's a political situation. You know, the radio stations that you hear, you know, on the dial, you know, it's political. I mean, there's a reason why certain tracks are played, you know, and there's just a lot of good independent music out there, and that's what we aim to do, you know, on Music Massage. And as far as Rainbow Soul, that's what we do in terms of trying to introduce to the people, you know, folks that you may not hear on a regular basis. So we've been, you know, that's one of the things that we've done over the years. We love presenting to the, you know, to the world images that they're not normally going to see. And to more specifically answer your question as it pertains to Rainbow Soul, what I did when I started Blake Radio, 10 years ago, was to search out, you know, hosts who I thought had something positive to say. That was the key, something positive to say. And that's how I built the network. It's not about Neil Blake. It's about the other 12, 13, 14, you know, hosts that I have that contribute to the network. And that is probably the main answer to your question. That's how I get my content. I have other artists out there, other hosts who, you know, contribute on a regular basis, just as like yourself. And what it does is, you know, through the Blake Radio Network, it gives the people out there listening one central portal to check in. And when they come to the Blake Radio Network, they know that they're going to hear a certain type, you know, a certain quality of program and a certain, you know, type of host that's going to be out there to uplift the community. We're not about, you know, tearing down the community. We can have constructive criticisms about the negative things that we do, you know, as a community, but the main reason for that discussion is still, at the end of the day, it's to uplift the community and to teach us and to help us. So it's a wonderful venue. It's here to stay. You know, when I first started, we were streaming videos that were 30 minutes, 20 minutes, and folks told me there's no way people are going to listen and watch a video, you know, 20, 30 minutes. And this is back in the day when we had, you know, dial-up modems. And I beg to differ. I knew that this was going to be a medium where folks would start to watch, you know, television, you know, over the airwaves in that way. And about 2 years later, you know, the craze hit with YouTube, you know, and the rest is history. And now with broadband, I've seen things develop from modems, dial-up modems, to, you know, high-speed internet, T1 lines and all of that kind of stuff. So I've seen how, you know, the industry has grown. And, you know, I knew it back in the day when we first started. I knew that, you know, people would someday be listening to internet radio in their car. And guess what? That's exactly what folks are doing now. You can listen to these channels and these podcasts and these music streams directly in your car, just as though you were tuning in your local radio station.
Well, a visionary. Didn't I tell you you were a living legend?
I think
being able to see.
You're being too kind.
Huh?
You're being too kind.
Oh, no, I'm telling you the truth. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We are at the end of our show. And I want to thank you for imparting on to the listening audience such jewels of wisdom, insight into how the business works, and sharing with us your journey from the beginning to now, and showing us how you've seen things come, you've seen things go, and what you see is happening as what you foretold. And that's incredible. I want to thank you for doing so.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, if people want to reach you to have you to talk to you further, to do a presentation, to get in contact with your radio station, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way is to go to blakeradio.com. There you can find all of our links, all of the ways to reach us. You can reach me directly by emailing me. I'm simply Neil, N-E-I-L, at blakeradio.com. You can also reach the music channel, Music Massage, at blakeradio.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can find us. We do respond. We don't have secretaries or people answering our email. As you know, you answer all your email. All the hosts answer the email. I answer all my email. I always get back. I always respond because this is about people helping people. It's about us sharing ourselves with each other. So it's very easy to reach us. You can reach out to us in any one of those venues, any one of those ways.
Thank you. And I want to tell the listening audience, Neil does respond. And when he responds, he also gives such wonderful advice and hope that you know, you're saying, wow, I can reach out and touch this living legend. It's just incredible. So I would take advantage of the opportunity he's just giving you. This is just such a unique opportunity. And reach out to him and say hello and ask him your question. And also, you know, if you're an organization or a university that's listening and you want to have a unique perspective, a fresh speaker come in to talk to your audience about what's happening now and in the future with this radio sensation and internet wave of the future, please have Neil come in. And again, his contact information is neil@blakeradio.com. Well, I want to thank you once again for coming on and ask that you please think about coming back in the future to bless this audience once again.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it. I'm humbled, as always, by the experience that you want to hear what I have to say. And I really do appreciate you. And I have to say, you know, to the audience, you know, Lady Charmaine herself, you know, she does an incredible show. And, you know, we all have people that come into our lives to nudge us in different ways. And one of the ways that I have to tell her publicly that she's been nudging me since the first day I met her is she's, Neil, you have to write a book. And she,
yes.
And she's giving me no excuse not to write one. She has forwarded me so many different ways to publish yourself, so many different ways to write. She has offered her help and expertise in helping to edit the book. So I say all of that to say, as an example, that, you know, people truly come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And it's not just about, you know, taking from people. It's also about giving. And Lady Charmaine is a very giving person. She's a very giving host. So you too, audience, take advantage of her, because she too responds to her email. And Lady Charmaine in of herself is a huge, huge wealth of information.
Oh, thank you so much, Neil. That meant a great deal to me. And I appreciate that coming from you, because that means so much. And to you, listener Caribou Talk, you are very special. And that's why Neil took time today to come and talk to you. You know, you deserve nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and he'll continue to put people in your path to help you. And that's why a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, guest starring living legend Neil Blake, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainedey.com. That's LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, my YouTube channel, and purchase items from the gift store. And also, just to let you know, I just published my fifth book, Heat Simple, which is a motivational and inspirational tool, and I recommend that you purchase this book for upliftment and guidance. And also, I look forward, hint, 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 to Neil, to seeing his book soon, and so that you can purchase that from his store on BlakeRadio.com. But in the meantime, you can make a donation to his radio experience, BlakeRadio.com. And also, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website, LadyCharmaineDay.com. This ministry thanks you for your continued contribution, support, tuning in each week, and we thank you for being special. Remember to continue to do good, and goodbye. Thank you.